Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, you're getting your news about the shutdown from NPR. If you're under 30, there's a good chance you're also getting your news about the shutdown from Snapchat. The app is very popular with young people. And it turns out it has become popular with child predators as well. Joining us now is Adam Scott Wandt, who's an assistant professor of public policy at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And how much predatory behavior are you seeing right now on Snapchat, especially versus other sites or apps?
Snapchat has become a haven for child predators to be able to both exchange child pornography with each other and to be able to induce children to send pictures of them to the predator. And we're also seeing difficulty in law enforcement being able to investigate due to the safeguards Snapchat has in deleting both snaps and stories after certain amounts of time.
Because they disappear right away within a few seconds in some cases.
Yeah, in some cases, you know, it depends. Snapchat supports different methods of communication. Snaps, stories, and chats. Some disappear as soon as they're open and read. Others stay around for a day or so. Some could stay as long as 30 days. But if law enforcement doesn't know that this is going on and they don't get to Snapchat on time with a legal process to request or to preserve the evidence, they lose it forever.
So what can investigators do about that?
You know, it's really difficult. Unless an investigator is able to either get to Snapchat within 24 hours of the snap being exchanged, or unless they're able to pre-identify who the predator is and set up an operation with Snapchat where they're monitoring that offender, you know, it's extremely hard to do. We have children all over the country that are being approached by people they think are children their own age, but really they are predators. They are adults who are significantly older than them and have fake profiles to try to lure the children to send them photos that could either be nude or of them doing other things.
Is there anything parents can do to protect their children from stuff like this?
Parents are absolutely the first and most important defense in protecting their children from online predators. Parents have to be astute and educated as to what is going on in the online environment. They need to be able to monitor their children's social media account. The Megan Meyer Foundation, which looks at and studies online cyberbullying, they find that about 60% of parents check their kids' social media. 35% of parents know their children's password to social media accounts, which is important too. But ultimately, one of the problems that we see happen over and over again are children who have multiple social media accounts that their parents don't know about.
So we've talked about what investigators can do, what parents can do. What about Snapchat? Do they have any responsibility here?
You know, Snapchat is a company that has evolved a lot. When Snapchat first came out, the safeguards were absolutely horrendous, and the Federal Trade Commission got involved, the federal government got involved, and today they have many more safeguards in place. But still, one of the problems is that it is extremely easy for anyone to create a Snapchat account and lie about their age, sex, and pictures. Certain social media apps out there tried to prevent against this by forcing users to link it to a Facebook account, for example. If you are forced to link an account, it would reduce the number of fake accounts out there. It makes them harder to create, but certainly not impossible.
If we were to take the word Snapchat and replace it with Facebook or something else in this conversation, are the same issues happening all over the place and we're just picking on Snapchat because of this disappearing trick that they have?
Certainly not. Snapchat is unique because of that disappearing trick or the fact that they clear the photographs from their servers after a certain amount of time. That makes it extremely unique for investigators to have to try to deal with, and it makes it a safe haven for predators who want to be able to abuse children and exchange pictures with very little repercussions. I would think that certain things could be put in place to make it safer for children. The use of artificial artificial intelligence and the ability to vet users as they sign up is something that's going to become much more important in the years to come. And ultimately, we should be able to solve this problem over time, but it's certainly not going to be easy.
And by the way, Snapchat also has a younger clientele than Facebook, 71% of users under the age of 34.
Correct. Snapchat has always had a younger clientele than the other social media networks. Snapchat is extremely popular with the younger elementary school and the younger high school children in society today. And percentage-wise, it's extremely interesting that more and more young people are abandoning Facebook and Instagram, which is where their parents and family are, and adopting Snapchat for their main method of social communication.
That's Adam Scott Wandt, who is an assistant professor of public policy at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.